So, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're continuing with Siman Kafches, which are the halachas of Chalitzas HaTfilin, and we're in the middle of Si'if Beis. So let's just see Si'if Beis in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll come in midway in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Shulchan Aruch in Kafches, Si'if Beis Tfilin Shal Reish, Chalitz Techila. Bibnei Mishum Dechsiv Ahoyu L'Toyt of Eis Bein Einecho. So we said that as long as you have and they shall be for this ornament between your eyes, so they shall be. As long as you've got the ornament between your eyes, as long as you have the tefillin shel rosh on, it should be and they shall be. You should have the tefillin shel yad on as well. So you put on the shel yad first, and then you put on the shel rosh. And you can only have the shel rosh on whilst the shel yad's on. So if you take the shel yad off first, then it won't work. So you have to take off the shel rosh before you take off the shel yad. Tzorech lachlo is tefillin shel rosh me'umot. You should take it off standing up. V'yaneach batik shel rosh v'olav shel yad. K'dei shiov v'lehanicham yifka b'shel yad techilo. Because v'ein mavin ala mitzvahs. So therefore, you're supposed to take off, first you take off the shel rosh, then you take off the shel yad, and you have to make sure that you put the shel rosh in your tefillin bag first, and then the Shulchan Aruch says on top of that you put the shel yad. Why on top of that? So that the next day when you come to put them on, what's the thing that you're going to touch first? The shel yad. Because ein mavirin al hamitzvos, you would not be allowed to bypass the shel yad, right? But if you touch the shel rosh first, that would be a problem, because ein mavirin al hamitzvos, you'd be stuck. So therefore, what you should do is make sure that you touch the shel yad first. And we saw Sifkoten Zayin, well, we started Sifkoten Zayin. We just did the first few lines. Let's jump in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoten Zayin. V'olav shel yad. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that the shel yad goes on top. And that's the way the Bach and the Taz learn. Kosva Bach v'chein ha-Taz and Sifkoten Zayin le'el, b'simen kafei Sifkoten Yud. Then k'shiyaseh tik oroich, b'tzar shiu menochim zal gabei zeh. That you should make a very a tefillin bag with a thin entrance, which is long and thin, so that you can only reach one of them at a time. That's what he's saying. You put in the shel rosh, and then in front of that or on top of that is the shel yad. He says it's better to have them on the same level, and you shouldn't have it on top. And that is the way we are noyuk, and the reason is because the tefillin shel rosh has more kedusha than the tefillin shel yad. Why is that? The tefillin shel yad only has the letter yud in the strap, yeah. Whereas the tefillin shel rosh has a shin on the sides and it has the dalet at the back. So therefore, the tefillin shel rosh is considered more kodesh than the tefillin shel yad. So even though the Bach and the Taz say that because of Ein Ma'aviyun, you should put the shel yad on top of the shel rosh, the Mogen Avraham says, I don't like it on top of it. Rather, what you should do is put them next to each other. He continues the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kosev Mechabe V'olov shel yad. And when the Shulchan Aruch said you put the shel yad on top, doesn't mean mamish on top. Perush Shinu Ketzas the Tzad Ma'ar, it should be a little bit more towards the top. Kedei Lefkeh Behem Techilo, in order that you should touch it first. So this morning I was speaking with some of the Talmidim, that you have these hard boxed tefillin boxes, right? The ones that come from Eretz Yisrael, I think they're sort of army tefillin boxes. And it's like a hard plastic case. And it's weatherproof, and it has a screw-on lid, and it has a strap that goes around it. You all know what I mean by this? It's like a tube. Like a thermos. It's like a thermos, yeah? So we were saying that this type of tefillin box, according to the Bach and the Taz, is very good because you've got the tefillin shel yad on top, the tefillin shel rosh underneath, and it's weatherproof. Yeah, you can't bash it. Yeah, and it protects the tefillin very well. So it has a big mila. On the other hand, the velvet ones is maybe zekeli v'anvehu, even though maybe that doesn't necessarily apply to the actual tefillin bag. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. You can personalize it. It looks very nice. But in the velvet ones, they're actually next to each other, which is more like the Mogen Avraham. Now, if you want to have the tube tefillin boxes, the Israeli ones, and you want to be Mekayim even according to the Taz, who says that they should be on the same level, just make sure that you don't keep it vertical, but rather you keep it horizontal. And you make sure that you know exactly which way you put the tefillin in. They should always be facing up, but it's not so nice if they're just lying upside down. So you make sure you keep it the same way each time, maybe underneath the handle. So you hold the handle on top, and then you have the tefillin box, and then you put in your shel rosh first, and then your shel yad, and you keep it horizontal, and that way you're makayim it according to all the opinions. Continues the Mishnah Brura over here, the last word in the line and the top left column. Over Sefer Shulchan Shleim Bekos of the Tev Shuat Tfilin Shal Yad, Betzad Yumin Shal Atik. It's good if you have the Tfilin Shal Yad on the right hand side of the Tfilin bag, Gamke Mitam Zeh, so that you open it up and straight away on the right hand side, which is closest to your strongest hand, which is your right hand, you have the Tfilin. And I saw in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he actually says, "Hamin hakaposhut." He brings down from the Orcha Shulchan and many others that the normal minhag is laniach bekisat tefillin esashel yad betzad smoil esashel rosh betzad yamin. That he says the minhag is normally actually to do it the other way around. So that is sort of a bit of a question. Why is that? Some want to say because your right hand anyway goes diagonally in order to get the tefillin, so it just, the way that your hand would naturally go, very difficult for me to understand what's going on over there. But he also brings that there are Mozim al Pisoid, maybe why that should be the case as well. But and it could be that the chashivas of the tefillin shel rosh, that it should be biyamin, yeah. That we know the right hand side always is more choshev, and we've just said that tefillin shel rosh is more choshev than tefillin shel yad. So maybe that's the reason why the minhag ha'olam is to put the tefillin shel yad on the left hand side and the tefillin shel rosh on the right hand side. So that's all in the Piskei Tshuvos here in footnote 28. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah Yesh Noegin La'asei Shnei Kisin. There are those who would try to get out of this problem of ein mavrin ala mitzvahs, that we have to make sure we get the shel yad before the shel rosh. So you know what they do? They have a separate bag for the shel yad and a separate bag for the shel rosh. Erle shel yad v'erle shel rosh. Ach, gam b'shnei kisin yaseh tev she'ezol etein ha'kis shel yad katzas l'tzad l'malo. K'dei shivko b'em tchil av lo yad v'erle mitzvahs. But even here, if you're using two bags, we haven't totally eradicated the problem, because if you've got two bags, you still have the issue of ein ma'arvi and ala mitzvahs. You want to make sure not to bypass the mitzvah. The das atas the elbis in m'kafeh d'gam alidei kis shech ma'av ala mitzvah. Because in this regard as well, that where you have two bags, and which bag you're going to get first, the principle of ein ma'avir ala mitzvah still applies. Five magen avrom b'simen kafei, siv kol an aleph. See there, the magen avrom who discusses this. Oyso b'nei adam anagin lasei stikin latzfilin. And those who do make two bags for their tefillin, yesh lem l'samein eizeh shaych l'shal rosh ve'eizeh l'shal yad. Make sure that you know which one of these little bags you're going to keep the shel yad in, and which one is you're going to keep the shel rosh in, kadeshi yizorbem v'lo yetzeh shel rosh t'chilo me'atik, in order that you don't score an own goal over here and end up taking out the wrong one. It has to be very clear which is for the shel and which is the shel rosh. Gam, another reason, the given the shel rosh kedushosei chamura, since the shel rosh has a higher level of kedusha, yizor ali deizeh shel yilashanes achakach atik litzen boy shel yad. That since the shel rosh is more halig than the shel yad, you should keep the same bag for the shel rosh continuously. And if you would take the bag for the shel rosh, which is normally used for the shel rosh, which is a kedusha chamura, a high level of kedusha, and then you start using that for the shel yad, that's considered a downgrade for this bag. And therefore, that is not good. And therefore, you should make sure that you have them signed very, very clearly. Once we're talking about making sure that your tefillin have, you can see it for those who do use two bags. Again, I don't know anybody who does this nowadays. I mean, I guess certainly not to make sure that you can see clearly which is the shel yad, which is the shel rosh. Just a very poshuta thing that you'd imagine everybody should do, and for some reason, people don't do it. On your tefillin bag, you've got beautiful gold osius, Yitzchak Yisrael David ben Shaldov HaKoyin, and nobody puts a phone number on. And if a person with Chas V'Sholom lose their tefillin in a bus, yeah, so first of all, the bus driver is not going to know what to do with Osius Merubois Yitzchak Yisrael David ben Shaldov HaKoyin. He's not going to know what to do over here. And secondly, even if a Haimash Yid finds it, who says they'll know that David Tugentaft is really Yitzchok Yisrael David Ben Sholdov HaKoyen? Yeah, you have to speak to all the Gaboyim in town in order to be able to find out who has such a long name, Gaba's Nightmare. So it's very, very worthwhile. I know somebody who actually had, when it was embroidered, they embroidered the phone number on there. Now, of course, a person can change their phone number as well, in which case you'd have to change your whole tefillin bag. But at the very least, put in a business card. And if not a business card, just a little slip of paper that gives a phone number that's quite prominent on the outside of the velvet, in between the velvet and the plastic bag. It should be like a very posher to thing, but it seems to be that a minority of people actually do have a phone number. They're unbelievable, but that seems to be the case. Correct. Very, very good point. That normally there is a slight difference between the box of the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh, because the Shel Yad has a little piece that's cut out in order that the knot should stay on it, even whilst it's in the bag, as we discussed previously. But yeah, that's absolutely right. That's a really good point, that you shouldn't change the box for the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh, because the Tefillin Shel Rosh has a high level of Kedusha. Very good point. Shkoyach. Next. Says the Mishnah Berurah Ches. So here we have that we want to make sure that you always hold the Tefillin Shel Yad first, tzechilah, v'lo yitztarech lahavir la mitzvah, and you don't have to bypass the mitzvah. V'nochen nizohi, you should be careful. Shlo yachlo yitz shel yad, ad sheneach shel roish b'sei chatek. K'dei shlo yishkach v'yeneach shel yad tzechilah b'sei chatek. He says like this, it's a nochoin, which means it's not an absolute halacha that he's saying over here, it's a prima gorim shem abach, but it's a good thing to do, is only to take off the shel rosh after you've already put the shel yad in its bag. Why? Because if you take both of them off, then you might end up switching sides. You might end up putting your shel rosh back on the other side that you normally do. And the next morning, you'll come to take your tefillin out, and you'll come, and instead of taking out your shel yad, you'll by mistake take out the shel rosh. Now, we saw previously that if a person does by mistake take out the wrong one, they should put it aside. Since the Torah says a ksharten before v'hoyu, therefore you definitely should always put the shel yad on first. But if you hold the shel rosh, then you are forced to put it down but that is difficult because of Ein Marvin Ala Mitzvah. So the halacha l'maaseh is you always should put on the shel yad first, but we don't want to put ourselves in a situation where you pick up the shel rosh first. And if you have both of them that you've taken off and then you start putting them in the bag, you may come to put it in the wrong place. So he says that it's best to finish putting away your shel yad before you take off the shel rosh. In footnote number 13, he says that on Rosh Chodesh, when we often take off our tefillin quickly, because there's not supposed to be a long interruption between taking off our tefillin between and that Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esra for Musaf, so we often take it off quickly. We often don't put them completely away. We just put them in the bags and then we will wrap it up later. So he brings over here in footnote 13 just to be very aware in this scenario as well, because I'm sure there are a number of people who the day after Rosh Chodesh, you know, they find that they've put their tefillin shel rosh in the place where their tefillin shel yad normally is, because they, you know, they're putting them both in at the same time. And he brings over here that Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, even on Rosh Chodesh, would be very careful to only put the tefillin shel rosh he'd put the tefillin shel rosh back in the bag before he would take off the tefillin shel yad. Yes, yeah, it's better. There are some who say that it's not nice just to leave it on top of the bag. I think it's Aruch HaShulchan, possibly. And he says, just like we cover the challahs when we make the bracha on the wine, so he says so too when it's Rosh Chodesh, if we take our tefillin off, so it's the proper thing, not just leave them exposed. We're taking them off now because it's Rosh Chodesh, which is similar to an ice. So maybe not to leave it exposed because of the bushim. The others don't bring this down. It seems that this isn't agreed upon by everybody, but some people have that sensitivity just to put it in the bag, even though it's not wrapped up yet, and then they wrap it up later. Okay, moving on. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Kaf Ches Gimel, Minhag Chachomim Lenashe Katzefillin. It's the custom of the wise to kiss that tefillin, Beshas Hanachoson, at the time that you put them on. Obishas chalitzoson, and the time when you take it off. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, Obishas chalitzoson, and at the time that you take it off, kiss it to show your love for it, to show that you are sorry to have to take it off. Just like we saw beforehand, you're supposed to take it off with your weaker hand, because you're showing that it's not like you're running away from mitzvah, so too you give it a kiss. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess, Kesheh mekapel hatefillin, when you put your tefillin away, lo yechrei charetzuas al habotim, don't wind the straps around the actual main body of the bias, which is the actual raised square part of it. Elo b'tzadodei habotim al atitura, and that's because it's so holy, because it has, as we mentioned, it has the actual parashas inside it, and it has the letter shin on the sides, certainly the shel rosh does, but rather you should wrap it around the titura, which is around the sides of the tefillin, which is what we do. We actually wrap it on the box. We have tefillin boxes that are inside the bag. Many elderly people, this the idea of tefillin boxes, I don't know who was the first one who came up with tefillin boxes, but I've seen some, you know, tefillin from Alta Yidden. Yeah, there was a little cardboard thing that we, you know, that was put on just on the tops to keep them square, but not around sort of the bottom part. And I'm sure even before that, there wasn't even that. And they would wrap the straps around the titura, around the sides or the back of the tefillin, and just put it in carefully. So just to be aware, not to actually wrap it on top of the actual bias itself. So there are those who wind it on both the left hand and right sides of it in order that it should look like wings, because of the mice of Kanfayona, the wings of a dove. Because Chazal tell us that there was somebody, even when there was a gzeirah not to put tefillin on, he would wear tefillin, and the Romans chased him, and he took his tefillin off, and he had them in his hand, and they said, "What's that in your hand?" And he opened up his hand, and miraculously, they had turned into a dove, and they flew off. So this was the miracle of the Kanfayon, the wings of the dove. So as a zecher of that Yid's Mesiras Nefesh 2,000 years ago, so the Deire Deiris, millions of Yidden all over the world, wrap up their tefillin in such a way as to commemorate that great mitzvah, that great miracle that happened, and wind it at the sides like the wings of a dove.
Why not around the
bottom? Because of the kedusha of the bottom, we don't even have the ritzuas on top of that. He brings over here in Piskei Chuvas, is it over here or was it at the back? It's in the Miluim at the back of the Dirishu, on page 7, that he brings that the knot of the Shalrosh, which is like a Dalad, so it's the Orach HaShulchan here in Sifches, who says, Yesh Shenoagu. So it's not an absolute halacha, but yesh shenagu, to actually put the knot, or the dalad knot, on top of the ma'abarato, on top of that back section of the bias, because since it is part of the oisius of Hashem, it's one of the letters, the name of Hashem, it's not fit that it should be underneath the tefillin box. So you find that there are some people, when they wrap up their tefillin shalyad, they make from they wrap up their tefillin shel rosh, so you have the straps that actually go around your head, and so they go one to the left and one to the right, and then many people put the knot underneath the actual bias. But he says over here from the Orach HaShulchan, a yesh noagu, which is a nice sensitivity but not absolute halacha, to make sure that you actually put the knot on top and let the two straps, you know, the straps that go around the head sort of flap on the sides, rather than actually having the knot underneath it, because of the kedusha of the oistalad that's in the knot. Next, continues the Mishnah Berurah, 4 lines up from the bottom. When you do wind the straps around your tefillin, you should hold the tefillin in your hand, and wind the straps around that, and not to hold the strap straight, and to roll the tefillin inside of it. It's all a matter of what revolves around what, and since the kedusha of the bias is higher than the straps, make sure you're putting the straps around the bias and you're not moving the bias around in order to actually wrap itself in the straps. Gam kishenoytel hatzfilin mikison lo yenareim. And so, too, when you take out the tefillin from the bag, don't just sort of shake off the straps that they should become loose. Elonoytlum biyodim etoicha kis. Take it off with your hand take it off nicely. And lo yanaim, don't just sort of shake the tefillin out of the bag, but rather take it out nicely. Tik tefillin also b'shel shatnas, k'mo imit pachas sforim. The tefillin bag is forbidden to be made out of wool and linen together, just like the mit pachas sforim, just like the cover of a book, which was in those days made out of material. Why is that? The reason is that since it warms the hand, yeah, since you put your hand inside the tefillin bag, it is, there's a slight degree over here of warmth that one gains from that. So therefore, it shouldn't be made out of shatnas. So we finish Baruch Hashem Siman Kaf Ches. We're exactly up to date with the Dirishu cycle right now, and tomorrow Be'ez Hashem will continue with Siman Kaf Ches.